I'm going to recognize we've got a busy agenda tonight, even busier than today, and so I want to get some business in here. I'm going to recognize Pam Pology, our illustrious nominations chair, for her nominating committee report. Pam?
Thank you, Jeff. Hi, everyone. Thank you, and I'm going to take a license here to, while I still have your attention, to remind you that tonight is our hospitality room again. The San Gabriel Valley chapter is hosting, and it will begin at the completion of the elections, and it is in the Warner Center and suite, and I encourage all of you guys to come. We have a lot of snacks and soft drinks and water, and though we don't have any alcohol, liquid spirits, we do have a spirit of family and friendship, and I invite you to come. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Well, we discussed that, and because we kind of thought that people walking around in there with a hot cup of coffee might not be too good there, so we, for safety purposes, we kind of eliminated that idea. But we do have caffeine in the Cokes and Pepsi, so. Okay, so I want to tell you the positions that are being that are up for election, which are second vice president, secretary, and five board of directors positions. So the nominating committee has brought forth to the slate, either by election or acclamation, the following names. Okay, second vice president would be Judy Wilkinson, secretary Artis Bazin, and then the five board member positions, which I'm going to give you in the order that they were placed on the slate by election or acclamation. First, Charles Navarrete. Number two is Pamela Metz. Number three is Joseph Lopez. Number four is Robert Wendt. And number five is John Ross. And remember that when the elections occur tonight, everyone is welcome to bring forth nominations from the floor. They will be accepted. And I thank you very much for your time. God bless.
Thank you, Pam. And thank you for all those who served on that committee. It's an important function, and we appreciate your service. Okay. One more announcement before I bring on the next speaker. And that is, I'll announce on behalf of Acting Resolutions Chair Robert Wendt that if you are going to turn in a resolution, you should have it in by the end of tonight's Resolutions Committee meeting. They will be meeting after, in Suite 322, after the elections are concluded. Okay.